Meanwhile, Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood movement says it will not cooperate with a government-appointed fact-finding committee on the Rampah massacre. Well, the movement says the committee is politicized and biased. And as our correspondent Mohammed Shalabi reports, the reaction came following new calls by the Committee for the Brotherhood members to come forward with their own testimonies.
The Muslim Brotherhood has refused to accept a call from a fact-finding committee formed by the military-backed government in Egypt on the Rabaa massacre that saw thousands of supporters of Assad President Morsi killed, wounded, lost, or detained. A Brotherhood statement affirmed that its members inside and outside of Egypt will not cooperate with a body that it considers politicized, biased, and unobjective. The development came following calls by the fact-finding committee for Brotherhood members based inside and outside of the country to come forward with their testimonies via any means they deem appropriate.
The coup leader who ordered the killings is the one who appointed this committee. So how can you expect it to indict the real criminals?
The council, which said it had finished 75% of its work, still has some 50 days to hand its report after former defense minister and incumbent President Sisi extended its mission for 2 months. Earlier this year, a report conducted by another government-formed council mainly accused Morsi supporters of being responsible for much of the bloodshed in Rabaa and acquitted police and army forces from wrongdoing. In what seemed like a vengeful response by the government, security forces on Friday broke into the house of Rabaa Field Hospital Director Abdurrahman Shawef to re-detain him, arresting his son in the process.
They're doing this to terrorize witnesses. They want them to change their testimonies. They need cosmetic changes, but we won't allow that.
A similar measure was conducted a few weeks ago by security forces against Rabaa witness Muhammad Tariq, who was arrested for his testimony before Human Rights Watch. Human Rights Watch has described the Rabaa massacre as the worst single-day massacre of protesters in world's recent history. Most observers here believe the Egyptian government would prefer to see Brotherhood witnesses testifying so as to give some credibility to its investigations and heal some wounds in this extremely tormented society. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.